Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic News Scandal, September 3rd, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's biggest verified household policy developments include a signed federal funding law, a new warning about possible farm worker back pay, and a court fight over mail voting rules just before ballots start going out. There are also new actions affecting insurance pricing, rural housing rules, imported drones, and future mining permits. Where a change is only proposed or still in court, that is spelled out below. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Stopgap federal funding bill is now law through December 11th. President Trump signed H.R. 6500, the Continuing Appropriations and Extensions Act 2027, on September 2nd. The law keeps most federal agencies funded through December 11, 2026, and extends a range of transportation and veterans authorities. It prevents a funding lapse when the new federal fiscal year begins on October 1st, but it does not settle the full year budget. What to watch? Congress must either pass regular spending bills or approve another extension before funding expires on December 11, 2026.
Headline 2. Labor Department says some farm workers could later be owed wage adjustments. The Labor Department gave notice on September 2nd that employers using H-2A temporary agricultural workers may eventually have to make wage adjustment payments to some H-2A workers and U.S. workers doing corresponding jobs. A federal court found the department's current wage-setting method unlawful and ordered a replacement method. Current wage rates remain in force for now, and no employer has been ordered to pay back wages yet. What to watch? The Labor Department must publish a new H-2A wage method and new wage rates. The court could later decide whether back pay obligations actually apply.
Headline 3. Federal judge hears challenge to Postal Service mail ballot system. A federal judge heard arguments September 3rd over whether to keep blocking the Postal Service from requiring states to use a new federal mail ballot system for the November 2026 midterm election. The court already issued a temporary 14-day block last week. The dispute centers on whether the federal executive branch can require states to use new ballot envelope and voter enrollment procedures. What to watch? The judge could issue a longer preliminary order soon. The administration has already appealed earlier court action, so this fight may again reach higher courts as states begin mailing ballots.
Headline 4. New tariffs on many imported drones and key parts take effect today. A White House proclamation imposes new import duties beginning September 3rd on listed unmanned aircraft systems, better known as drones, in certain parts. The stated rates are 100% for listed drones, docking stations, and critical components, and 25% for another group of listed drones. A 25% tariff on additional listed components is scheduled for February 9, 2027. What to watch? Watch for customs guidance, importer certifications for lower ALAC country rates, and whether the Commerce Secretary adds more components to the tariff list.
Headline 5. Texas insurance regulator warns companies against charging loyal customers more based on shopping behavior. The Texas Department of Insurance issued a bulletin September 2nd reminding insurers that state law bars price optimization. That means setting a higher premium because a company thinks a customer is unlikely to shop around or will tolerate an increase, rather than because the person's insurance risk or costs are higher. The bulletin covers insurers regulated by Texas and says enforcement action can follow violations. What to watch? The department can examine rate filings and take enforcement action. Texas lawmakers do not return for their regular session until 2027, when additional insurance legislation could be considered.
Headline 6. USDA proposes dropping an older federal construction rule for USDA-financed rural housing. USDA Rural Development announced a proposal to remove a 1987 regulation covering some planning, construction, inspection, contracting, and warranty paperwork for USDA-financed single-family and multifamily housing. USDA says state and local building codes, along with its remaining program rules, would still apply. This is a a proposal, not a completed rule change. What to watch. The proposed rule must go through the federal rulemaking process, including public notice and comment, before it can take effect.
Headline 7. House passes bill to put more mining projects on a faster federal permitting track. The House passed H.R. 1501, the Protecting Domestic Mining Act, by a 218-201 vote on September 2nd. The bill would make mining and mineral processing projects eligible for FAST 41, a federal process intended to coordinate and speed environmental reviews for major projects. It has not passed the Senate and is not law. What to watch? The Senate would need to pass the measure in the same form or after negotiations before it could go to the president. Watch whether senators take it up and whether project-specific safeguards become part of the debate.
Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Save your research in a private account so your political profile, ballot work, representatives, and source links stay together. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the responsible government office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.